South Korea is one of the most wired countries in the world. It's also home to some of the world's leading technology companies and where some of the newest tech products are field tested. Kwon Min Lee set up the new user experience group at Samsung. He's in Hawaii this week as part of a conference wrapping up today at the UH Center for Korean Studies, which may give a glimpse into our technology future. He spoke with HBR's Noe Tanigawa about the creative process behind the products.
The creative lab at Samsung was a unique organization in that once the employees of Samsung, if they get selected, to work at a creative lab, then they were not assigned any regular company work. Employees got assigned to the creative lab, and their job are just focus on new services and designs and new products. So these creative lab members, they were separated from their usual organizations, and they focus on new innovations.
Kwon, your field, what would you call your field of work?
My area is, the big name for my area is human-computer interaction. So human-computer interaction is a multidisciplinary field. It's partly computer science, partly social science, and also it also involves the elements of design. So in my field, we in academia, we conduct studies about how people interact with machines, computers, and new technology devices.
Is there any particular reason that Koreans, I mean, do Koreans have an edge on this type of study?
Yeah, many young Korean people, they want to major in this kind of human-computer interaction and interaction science. But HCI as an academic field come from United States. So in United States, it's much more popular than in Korea because in Korea, after this academic establishment of the field in United States, Korea has imported this academic field, and then in Korea, we kind of changed this academic field so that it can have more practical applications. So many good universities in South Korea, we provide major related to human-computer interaction, but unlike United States, we emphasize more on this application side so that these students, when they major this interaction science or human-computer interaction, they are more likely to work closely with electronics companies such as Samsung and LG, and also they work together with game companies like NCSoft and also these car companies like Hyundai Motors.
That is so fascinating. What kinds of products are the cutting edge now, Kwon? In Korea?
It's in terms of IT, Korea is pretty much testbed. So Samsung, LG, and other IT companies in Korea, they come up with these ideas for new devices, and then they make a kind of prototype devices in South Korea, and then they just let the Korean customers first use it, and if it works well, then they kind of roll out this product to the world. So right now in Korea, there are so many different smartphones. So Samsung and LG, they work together with Telecommunication Korea. So they provide different options, different styles of smartphones to this Telecommunication Korea. So, the customers in the United States, they are very familiar with this timeline Galaxy series such as Galaxy S8. But other than Galaxy S8, there are so many different Galaxy smartphones in Korea. Usually Galaxy S8 is the top of the line, but there are many cheaper versions of Galaxy so that teenagers or young people can, if they cannot afford Galaxy S8, then they will go for this cheaper option. In the cheaper option lines, there are many variations, so customers can just select smartphones that provide more battery lives, or customers can just select the smartphones they provide this huge screen. So they have their many different choices.
What will the next generation of innovations in phones be? What more can you do with a phone? It just gets bigger and smaller. That's it, right?
Very important, this artificial intelligence, these conversation partners, Siri, Bixby, Alexa. So this AI-based agent will be very important in smartphone. And also the integration of a smartphone with a smart car, that will be the big issue in the future. So how are you going to make a seamless integration of smartphone and smart cars so that the information, entertainment that people have on their smartphones can seamlessly go to a smart car so that the customers can enjoy the seamless access to their information and entertainment wherever they go. So that will be the big issue in future.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Regardless of Apple, regardless of companies, consumers expect that smartphones have this kind of shape, smartphone has this kind of interface. So in terms of the innovation in smartphone, it will be incremental. But in terms of innovation in smart car, it will be disruptive. So in a smart car innovation, probably 5 or 6 years from now, we'll see totally different ways of driving your car. We'll see totally different ways of using your car. So I see that for the next 5 or 6 years, the biggest changes will come in smart car sector.
Well, gee, Dr. Lee, thank you so much for your time and your thoughts.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Mine too. Aloha.
Kwan Min Lee is part of a conference this week at the UH Center for Korean Studies, and you can find out more information on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.